Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
From a sermon by our Father among the Saints, Augustine. God established a time for making His promises and a time for their fulfillment. The time for making His promises extended from the prophets to John the Baptist, and the time for fulfilling His promises from John the Baptist to the end of the ages. God, who is faithful, has made Himself our debtor, not by receiving anything, but by promising such great things. It was a very small thing to make promises, so He even wished to bind Himself in writing, giving us, as it were, a contract of His promises, in order that when He should begin to carry out His promises, we would be able to discern in the Scriptures the order for the fulfillment of the promises. Hence, the time of prophecy was the time for the foretelling of the promises, as we have mentioned more than once. He promised eternal salvation, everlasting happiness with the angels, an unfading inheritance, endless glory, the joyful vision of His face, His holy dwelling in heaven, and after our resurrection from the dead, the assurance of no further fear of death. This is, so to speak, His final promise toward which all our intentions should be focused. For when we have reached it, we shall require nothing more, nor demand anything further. Furthermore, our Lord also manifested in His promises and prophecies the way in which we would arrive at our final goal. He promised humans divinity, mortals immortality, sinners justification, the poor a rising to glory. Whatever He promised to those who were unworthy, so that it was not a case of a reward being promised to workers, but of a grace being given as a gift, as its name indicates. Hence, even those who live justly, insofar as humans can live justly, do so not through human merits, but through divine help. No one lives justly unless that person has been justified, that is, been made just. And one is made just by him who can never be unjust. As a lamp is not lighted by itself, so the human soul does not give light to itself, but calls out to God, "You indeed, O Lord, give light to my lamp." But because God's promises seem impossible to us, equality with the angels in exchange for mortality, corruption, poverty, weakness, dust, and ashes, God not only made a written contract with us to win our belief, but also established a mediator of His good faith, not a prince or angel or an archangel, but His only Son. He wanted, through His Son, to show and give us the way He would lead us to the goal He has promised. It was not enough for God to make His Son our guide to the way. He made Him the way itself, that you might travel with Him as a leader, and by Him as the way. Therefore, the only Son of God was to come to us, to become human, and in this nature to be born as one of us, to die, to rise again, to ascend to heaven, to sit at the right hand of the Father, and to fulfill His promises among the nations. And after that, to come again, to exact now what He had asked for before, to separate those deserving His anger from those deserving His mercy, to execute His threats against the wicked, and to reward the just as He had promised. All this had to be prophesied, foretold, and promised as an event in the future, so that it would not inspire fear by coming suddenly, but would be believed in and expected.